You are listening to the Heart of Tradition podcast. All right, just wanted to talk to you today, real quick podcast on silica. So silica is so important that the person who invented the biggest supplement in France when I lived there was actually put in prison for that and died in prison subsequently. So let's trace that, you know, like what is going on there? Do we not want something like that? Whatever that person was creating? Yes. So have they made alternate versions of it now that it's been, you know, that he died? Yes. Is it the same as it was before? No. So how do we find good silica that works in the body without something in it that causes less energy gradient than it would have caused to bring it into the body and help something? So they always put something in it or a process that makes it to where it's just as hard to get it out as, you know, it's like oxygen in the body. It's all about how the body delivers it. So if the blood's too sticky, then like the discocyte that it sits in, the oxygen molecule, this whole like offloading effect that it has, it's not that it sits in one form. It's that the shape of that discocyte, that iron hemoglobin, you know, delivering vehicle, has a certain stickiness to it. That stickiness will depend on the offloading of that oxygen, how well it can be offloaded, right? If it's too sticky, if it has the wrong formula, it can't be offloaded. So it becomes, once again, difficult to distribute the oxygen. So the same thing is said about the silica and a lot of things that we eat. Like it's the delivery mechanism. It's how we're getting it there, right? Like we filter out the vanadium from olive oil by using filtration process. And then the vanadium is what protected the oil, period, and the heart, strangely, but also the oil while it was in the body. So as it tries to make its way all the way to the areas where it can help, the vanadium is now limited, right? So unfiltered is better. But just explaining the concepts. Another concept is weaponizing something with something good. Something evil combined to something good, this is according to Edgar Cayce, delivers that evil down into the good area. So there's that too. So if you have something that has a kidney tropism, like B5 or royal jelly, or something that goes straight to the kidney, and the kidney takes it right in, and it helps it. Well, then if you put something strange in that royal jelly, then it's going to get a perfect delivery. So the silica supplement movement, what I found one called Hubner, which is Swiss. You can get it on Amazon. There's only purified water in it. There's nothing else added to it. So this is a powerful way to get it. And I've been taking a teaspoon. It's like a spoon they give you. It's probably like a tablespoon, but it's a type of spoon they give you. And I'm taking like once a day, and I'm noticing that it's starting to eliminate the aluminum in the body. So the aluminum is there. It's hard to get out. And we need a lot, like homeopathy. There's a lot of deep level stuff to use, not just cheap homeopathy, but you actually go through a Sankaran trained homeopath or sensation method homeopath and you get a real remedy. But using this, you need silica, which is the second most abundant element on Earth outside of oxygen. But you need silica to pull the aluminum out. If you eat clay, there's tons of aluminum in clay, but it doesn't hurt you because the silica is attached to it, right? So it actually helps you to eat clay, which is strange, even though it has all that aluminum. So now it's without, so the silica is a way, and this is why I think that this guy died, is because he figured out a way to reverse the aluminum paradigm that we're in, which is by bringing a silica paradigm to the body. And so this happens through natural things and broth and gelatin, and there's different other things, but you need a higher dose once again. And so, you know, aloe vera juice, and there's places where you get silica. It looks like that. It's that gelatinous kind of substance, you know? And so that was also a big supplement in France. So we got to get this aluminum out. However you need to figure it out, that's great. But check out Hubner. That's a great product. And And this stuff is not just like extra credit. Aluminum is affecting everything in the human body. And everyone has it. No one's not getting away from this. I recently called my local water supply source, like the city water, yeah, and contacted them and found out that once I put the data numbers on it, that they were over, they were like 0.96 micrograms per, I think it's 0.1 milligrams per liter of aluminum, which turns into like 0.092 micrograms per liter. I forget exactly the calculation, but you can look it up. It's a huge study on aluminum. It's probably the biggest study on aluminum and Alzheimer's that was ever conducted. And it shows that if you just have 100 of these micrograms, let's say, if I'm getting the numbers right, but let's say if you have a score of 100 out of a liter, then that can lead to tripling your rate of Alzheimer's and dementia. Triple, just with that. I found out that our water supply here has about that much. It ranges in between the 90 and the 120 mark. Sometimes it's at 50. And this is dissolved aluminum, not particulate aluminum. So that means it's not going to be filtered by your water filter in general. I mean, osmosis can filter some of it. The charcoal stuff filters a little bit of it. But still, you can knock down the beast a little bit. Distillation filters most of it, like a distillation machine. So, learning about silica, key to aluminum detox, key to getting your kidney and organs and everything back in functioning, key to not having medical slavery as we age, getting this stuff out while we're young enough to process it and detoxify it. So look into it. It's just a little key piece. It was the biggest supplement in France, the biggest one. It's sold by, it was crazy. People figured something out. So get on it and figure it out and heal your system in a way that no doctor would figure out either. Most doctors don't see detoxification of aluminum as a reality. So that's where we're at. And that's why COVID taught us to find higher ground. Thanks for listening.